The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor. How are you?
Very good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. We have, for the fourth week in a row, Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're glad you're here with us. We've had excellent discussions so far, and I don't think today is going to be any different. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, please feel free to reach us at our office at 570-344-6724. Or if you have any questions that you'd like to ask, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for the show, please send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. Take a look and see what the weather is at the corners, or you can check out our archive radio shows where we have radio shows from years. You can actually go back and listen to Bill Mountain from a couple of years ago too, if you'd like to.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And also, if you're looking for a real estate career, call me. We have a lot to offer in my office. We have 19 realtors. You can look forward to a flexible work schedule, continuous ongoing broker support, very pleasant office environment, personalized marketing programs, and in my opinion, the most important is we are an office with known for its high ethical standards.
Yeah, we have the best broker. Right? That's you.
Thank you, dear. Join the most recognized franchise in the real estate business, the Century 21 name. Whether you're currently licensed and you would like to change offices, or you are in something else and you want to make a career change, call me and I will help you make that change. Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Once again, your contact information, who you are, where you go, and what you do, please.
Okay, well, we clean carpets, upholstery, oriental rugs, tile and grout, wood floors, and mattresses. We serve Wayne, Pike, Monroe counties, and Lackawanna and Luzerne counties. We've been in business for 24 years. And our contact information is 570-689-2770. Web is BillMountainTC.com.
So the last 3 weeks we've talked about carpeting, oriental rugs, upholstered items, how to clean those, tile, grout, wood floors. This week I thought we would talk about mattresses. That's an item we often forget about when we're cleaning our homes, even in spring cleaning. You know, we're doing our sheets, we're doing our curtains, we're doing our drapes, getting behind all our furniture. But the mattress, we need to clean that, don't we?
It's not something that is, again, yeah, readily, even amongst us professionals, that we're not doing a great job in marketing it, offering our services in that aspect to, you know, customers. In Europe, it's done regularly, usually 2-3 times a year. It's huge. Yeah, there's thousands of companies that just do mattress cleaning over there. Here, it's very, very little. Yet it's extremely important in terms of indoor air quality, you know, health with allergens and things like that.
You spend an 8 hours a day, I wish, in on his mattress, and nobody thinks about it.
Or like a little guy, 10 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's growing. So.
And then when he goes into the teenage years, it'll be like 12 hours a day,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a teenager. It's, you know, 12 o'clock before he gets up. Yeah.
Okay. So we need to clean these. And it's more than just taking the sheets off and the cover off and vacuuming.
Yes, and vacuuming is, you know, really important. Obviously, you know, I preach that with textiles, any kind of textiles, because we can remove a lot of that loose, dry allergens and things just by doing that. But they also should be cleaned. And that, again, should be done, you know, weekly, you know, every other week or something like that at least. Having it cleaned also is very important. And the reason is because of the dust mites.
And keeping it clean, we're actually helping the life of it.
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So dust mites. We don't see those.
No.
But they're there.
They're microscopic. 7,000 can fit on a dime. They're very, very microscopic. Yet they can cause huge problems.
Such as?
Well, allergens is the biggest issue. So it's really, and I'm going to get a little gross here, but it's really the fecal matter in the dust mites. So they're tiny. So the fecal matter is even smaller. So it becomes airborne. It's not heavy, so gravity isn't taking it down. So it's floating all over the place, and we're breathing them. And everybody's a little bit different, but some people can take, you know, their thresholds are lower. I have a son with asthma that struggles with that particular thing. So a lot of people are that way. You know, it's one of the biggest indoor air quality, and those kind of things is one of the biggest problems we have in this country.
Okay, so keeping, how long should we be doing, how often should we be
vacuuming our mattress that I have never vacuumed?
I know, and it's, yeah.
I don't like anybody else's dirt, but I don't seem to mind mine.
Exactly, yeah.
And this is where I'm thinking it's the phrase, ignorance is bliss, because
right.
I really rather not think of dust mites. But if someone in my household, thank God we don't mm-hmm. have any allergies, but we would have to be especially mm-hmm. concerned.
I've seen the pictures of those things, the microscopic pictures.
Yeah.
They're nasty looking.
They look really creepy. Nasty. They're in the spider family. What do you call that? The
arachnids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have millions of little arachnids in bed, honey.
I'm squirming.
Just think of it.
I don't want to.
And it's really, you know, we want to remove the food source for them that would, you're never really going to completely get rid of. You know, there's so many of them. You're never really going to get rid of them all. So you don't necessarily vacuum in order to get rid of and eradicate completely the dust mites. But we can greatly inhibit the what they're causing, the problems that they're causing. And so steam cleaning with the upholstery with, you know, water temperatures that are over 140 degrees will do a great amount of damage to them.
And how long would it take to dry it out?
Again, it's the same thing of upholstery. We're gonna remove most of the moisture, so you're talking an hour or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I can go back to bed on my bed.
Exactly. Okay. We're not gonna soak it down. It's just, you know, we're gonna flush it out and basically get rid of them. But it's also the dead skin cells that flake off our bodies at night while we're sleeping. They feed on that. It's a food source. There's darkness in the bedrooms, and so they like dark. They like the little bit of dampness. They like that. So that's it's just optimal conditions for them.
I saw something on social media, and it was take a box of baking soda and sprinkle it all over your mattress. They didn't say to vacuum it up or anything. I was like, this is really disgusting.
Yeah.
Why would that be, though? Is that for odors?
That's what it said. Yeah, it said you sweat a certain amount every night.
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider that cleaning.
No.
Would you?
No, it's going to be an absorbent type of compound. It's just going to absorb the odors or moisture. But other than that,
and feed the dust mites.
Yeah, because it's going to break down. What happens to that stuff? Everything you put on something has to go somewhere. So if you don't flush it out, then it's going to break down into something else eventually. So we need to make sure that we keep things clean as possible. Also, you know, we can, there's in our processes and methodologies, there's things that we can do to treat the mattresses and even other textiles to essentially make the dust mites less effective. And it's really important for people with allergies. And it's a product called Allergy Relief.
Okay, we've been noticing, we have this bed bug. What do we want to call it?
Phobia?
Phobia, yeah. Yes. Phobias. Yeah. Yep. Excellent. And so when we go to hotels, mm-hmm. we thoroughly
evaluate and examine. Yes, after having the exterminator on the radio and creeping me out about bed bugs, just like I'm getting creeped out now about these little dust mites.
So you know what the hotels have done to combat this problem? They've put the mattresses in a plastic.
Like in a bag.
In a bag.
Okay.
Would that help with this dust mite thing?
I believe it does. I'm not sure it's going to help completely with dust mites. They're so small, they get away. They can get in and stuff. I don't like the idea of sleeping on plastic myself. But because when any kind of textile is put inside plastic, like I always say, never wrap your Oriental rugs in plastic.
Right, right.
It has to breathe.
It has to breathe, right.
And if it doesn't, you're going to have condensation build up in there, moisture, and then that actually...
Mold.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And that's going to actually create...
So you might be removing one thing, but you're gaining causing another problem. Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Yep.
So we can't stop them completely, but we could reduce them.
We can reduce them, yes. And we can actually help to make them less effective with applying a allergy relief treatment. And it's a product that's been around for a number of years. A gentleman that developed it went over to Europe, and he discovered a similar type of product over there, came back here and developed this product. It is derived from extracts from fruits and vegetables, so it's a completely natural product. Even people with have any kind of chemical sensitivity or anything like that, there's no perfumes in it. There's has no odor to it. It's a post-treatment, which means after we've cleaned it, we apply this on. It's a product that'll last for 6 months. And it basically denatures the protein structure of the allergen. And it's incredibly effective.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, good. But you have to do it every 6 months.
It's a good idea to. And if you're in a situation where you have pets in your home or things like that, then you might want to do it every 3 months just because of...
A little bit more often.
Yes. And you can also... They have a product line that also could be used for doing your laundry and your beddings. So you can actually wash your beddings with it, and it's good for 4 washings. So you don't have to do it every time you wash your beddings. It's very powerful, very effective, long-lasting, and it, again, it's really, really powerful.
Very good. All right. We have with us today Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Once again, your contact info.
My phone number is area code 570-689-2770. And our website is BillMountainTC.com.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a lovely ranch-style home in Dunmore. That's a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home at 1515 Memorial Drive, for only $134,000. This home is on a dead-end street, and it is in excellent condition. It also has a finished lower level with an extra kitchen downstairs. The hardwood floors throughout this home have been refinished, and they absolutely sparkle. They're really beautiful floors. It has a new hot water heater, a 200-amp electrical service, and all of the appliances are included. That's a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath ranch-style home on a dead-end street at 1515 Memorial Drive in Dunmore for $134,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for the last 30 days in counties Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming for residential single-family homes. How are buyers paying for these homes? 37.4 paid cash. They didn't have to go for financing or get a mortgage. 37.4 went with a conventional loan. It's the same number, 37.4.
Exactly.
It was cash, 37.4 were conventional. And the conventional is the Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae type of loan. 15.6% went with a federal Housing Administration, that's the FHA type of mortgage, and 7%, and that number has increased to 7%, the Veterans Administration, the VA type of mortgages. I like to hear people are taking advantage of that. That's a good mortgage. Nationally, I'd have information from Realty Track, and this is interesting. Last November, 38.1% of single family homes and condo sales were all cash, up from 29.8% in October. And they feel that this is due to the fact that there was a big change in the mortgage industry the last several months of 2015, and a lot of people didn't want to be bothered with all the changes, and it's taking a little longer to get to the closing table, so they opted to pay cash for their properties. So they figure that it'll slip back down to around 30% in some time, but right now the cash, people are paying cash, and that's still king. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
How you doing?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing lovely.
We have with us today for the fourth week in a row, Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've been doing this quite some time, 23, 24 years.
Exactly, yes. We cover about a 5-county area up here in Northeast PA, Wayne Pike, Monroe County, Lackawanna, Luzerne County, even a little bit stretching out a little bit further. But yeah, that's primarily the area that we cover.
You clean carpeting, rugs, oriental rugs, mm-hmm. upholstery, mattresses, and you do tile, grout, and wood floors. You clean those, and you even transform tile.
Correct.
Color grout.
Yes.
All right. Today, we've been mainly talking about mattresses, how to keep them clean. Europeans seem like they're a little bit more, they're cleaner in this area than we are. They clean their mattresses a lot more often than we do, correct?
Correct. They're a little bit more ahead of us on that.
Yeah. And we had that nasty dust mite discussion the first half of the show, creep me out, but we talked about that. But they don't bite or sting or anything like that, right?
No, they just get into our system. And what happens with our bodies is, so you have the allergen and our bodies will create an antibody that fights it. It's kind of like if you think of a lock and a key. So you've got the allergen, which is the lock floating around there. Then the antibodies will become the key. So they're trying to fit the lock so that they can actually eradicate that. But that's what happens when we have these symptoms that flare up. You know, the itchy eyes, the runny nose, the wheezing, the coughing. It can turn into asthma, and as it has with my son and others. Because people have different thresholds. It doesn't seem to bother me, but other people have lower thresholds than others. So with the allergy treatment that we talked about last time, basically what that does is that takes the lock, which is the allergen, and it breaks it down. It changes on a protein level, and it just makes it so the key doesn't fit it. So it really just is very powerful, yet it's very natural. There's no side effects, none of that stuff.
You can't fully eliminate dust mites, but you can greatly reduce.
We can reduce the effects of them tremendously, yes.
Right. So what happens when we have stains that occur on our mattresses and we need to get those stains out? Bloody nose, the middle of the night, child gets sick, so on and so forth.
Sure. Well, again, they're going to be similar type of stains and material as we would see on carpeting or upholstery. So urine, I'm going to say treat it the same way you would treat it when we talk about the carpeting. Vinegar and water helps to break that alkalinity down of the urine. Helps to, now again, the mattress is a little bit more absorbent, so be liberal with it. Just let it soak down in there, and then perhaps if it's a nice day, get it out in the sun, let the sun cook it out. That'll help as well. Blood, that's kind of nasty. Particularly though, what's interesting with children, they're not like us older people, and their blood is cleaner in that, in most cases, they're not on the medications that some of us older people are. So it's a little bit easier getting their blood out than necessarily some of us older people, because we have chemicals that tied in with that, you know, because of the medications. But I would say the best thing for that is hydrogen peroxide, because hydrogen peroxide, just the same way we would put on a cut. So we put it on a cut and you can see it bubbling up. And what that basically does is it's adding an extra oxygen molecule to that. And it's just helping to eliminate that and get that out.
Lift it and
yes,
get it
exactly.
out of there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Plus it's disinfecting it.
Okay.
You know, sanitizing it as well.
Okay, good.
So we recently had, I was at a friend's house just not too long ago, and two kids that were about 8 years old, 9 years old, came running down the hallway. Ooh. You know, they collided just head on. It's like they were playing chicken or something. I don't know. The young girl, she kind of came the best out of it. She ended up with just a goose egg on her head. But the young boy, he hit his nose, broke his nose and cheekbone. But he laid there on the carpet or kind of on his hands and knees and just bled a pool of blood there, right there. And so we happened to be right there. I didn't, of course, didn't have any of my equipment or my spotters or anything, but the main thing we got it out with was hydrogen peroxide.
Good.
Yeah.
Full strength? You just pour it on?
Yeah, we poured it on and you just watched it bubble up. We blotted it up and it disappeared. Now, the next day, more than likely, especially with that much and that heavy of amount, you're going to probably see it again, which is fine. It's because what's going to happen, as carpet dries, it dries straight up. It's going to wick up, kind of like you would see a capillary action on a candle, you know, that just kind of travels upwards. So I would say then take a little spray from a sprayer and put it in the hydrogen peroxide and just mist that and then let that sit a little bit, blot it again, and that should take it out.
Take it out.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew exactly what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, what if somebody just waited a couple of weeks or months before they did
well,
something?
Well, then it's dried and you got a little bit more work to do. You know, you can use a detergent and to break it up. Again, I would still use the hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
Because it's still going to work, be very effective in helping that remove that. It's a protein stain.
Okay. So we're removing stains, and then we're cleaning our mattress, and we're vacuuming it on a regular basis.
Yep.
And then do you suggest deodorizing the mattress?
Yes, I would. We have deodorizers that we can use, professional deodorizers that are very safe as well. Because, again, I don't like to leave anything in that's not, you know, that's going to eventually break down, become whatever, you know, as far as, especially when it comes to anything chemically. In the allergy relief product line, we have deodorizers that, again, are very safe, especially with people with chemical sensitivities and perfumes and stuff like that. But they do a very effective job in destroying the odors, because it's the odors come from biocontaminants. And so oftentimes just cleaning does a lot in deodorizing, because if you're literally removing the source of the odor, then you're deodorizing.
And some home remedies suggest maybe some water and vinegar, white vinegar?
Vinegar will work in, especially with urine, because again, it helps to break the alkalinity of the urine down and helps in that. It's not so much of a deodorizer per se, but I would say again, hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide, you know, I'm a big proponent of it, because it's just as we see how it disinfects our cuts when we put it on our cuts, it's doing the same thing. It's adding oxygen to it, and it's literally destroying that extra oxygen molecule. What that does, it does the same thing as sunlight does, is it destroys those odors.
Excellent.
Kills them. Yeah.
All right.
So what about pillows? How long should you change pillows? Every couple of years? Should they be washed too?
Definitely. Pillows is amazing. Yeah, they should be washed I'm not sure the amount of time. I would say probably on an annual basis at least replace them. Mine's long overdue.
Yeah.
I love my pillow.
I know. He loves a pillow.
Yeah, I'm attached to my pillow.
I'd love to throw it out. That's
it's
what I
not going
to
get rotated every year. It's not happening.
Well, let me preface, too, with any kind of spotters that you use or deodorizers, or whether you do run down to Home Depot or other retailers and pick up any kind of spotters, always test everything, particularly with color transfer, you know, especially on carpeting. So if you're going to use even hydrogen peroxide, go behind the corner of a behind the door or whatever and just put a drop on and see what happens to make sure that we're not going to see any color loss, or take a white paper towel or and just hold it up there and see if there's, and blot it on just to see if there's any color transfer, especially with Oriental rugs, because they can, they're dyed differently than rugs are, or carpet is.
Well, the same with sunlight too, because you have to be careful on colored fabrics and such that the sunlight's not fading the carpeting, the rugs, the upholstered items. But on a mattress, white.
You're opening
the shades, you're opening the windows, you're letting the fresh air in, and you're letting the sun.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that sun, that, you know, listen, any kind of bugs, you know, whether it's dust mites or other type of bugs with your rugs, they don't like sunlight. So you take your rug or you take your mattress and you put it out in the sun for a couple hours, it's going to do a really good job.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for a customer looking to hire a provider such as yourself?
That's a very good question. And there should be questions that people ask when they call. And oftentimes, they're not sure of the right questions to ask. And so the main, you know, question is, is the professional knowledgeable in himself? Is he certified? Does he have certification with the IICRC? Is he certified in whatever area that he's actually, you're calling about, cleaning, such as carpets or upholstery? There's separate certifications for those. Rugs. Has he taken training on tile and grout? Is he insured? You know, I was asked this question yesterday because, again, we're looking at picking up a $25,000 Persian rug. And we don't honestly get that question a lot, but she said, are you covered in case something happened? I said, absolutely. You know, do they have any guarantees? Do you have any guarantee on your work? We have 100% money back guarantee. So if there's something that the customer isn't satisfied with, we go back and take care of it. No questions asked. If we're not able to satisfy them, we refund their money.
All right. Bill Mountain. From Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company, can I have your contact information, please?
Sure. Phone number is 570-689-2770. Website is BillMountainTC.com.
Thank you for 4 weeks of fabulous discussion. We enjoyed our time with you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a great starter home at a great price. That's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home at 409 Electric Street in Scranton, for only $47,500. This home is in move-in condition and it has just been painted. It has newer windows, it has a huge fenced-in large level yard, and it is on a low traffic street. The lot size for this home is 50 by 140 and the taxes are only $1,460 a year. That's a move-in condition, 3-bedroom, 1-bath home at 409 Electric Street in Scranton, for only $47,500, and that's listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And housing predictions for 2016. This is from the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. You know, I did notice this year that the predictions for 2016 were a lot less than when they had predictions for 2015. It seemed like there were 10 articles written by 10 different people every day for months on end, but there were very few predictions this year. This is from the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. They predict that the prices and sales will continue to grow, but they will be slower than 2015. I hope that's not true for our area, because we've never gotten a boost since everything went down and turned ugly many years ago. Obtaining credit will be easier. The report suggests that more Americans will be able to qualify for a mortgage in 2016. I hope so. And they also predict the number of first-time homebuyers will grow. We'll be happy to see that number also increase. And fifth, prices and sales will continue to grow, but not as quickly. The biggest concern for 2016's housing market is the lack of inventory, especially with more affordable homes. So they're saying there's going to be less homes available for sale. So that's good for sellers who are looking to sell their home, but not good for buyers who want to buy a home. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.